Henry Show brought to you by Gummo. One bottle helps clean out harmful deposits and can restore your car's lost performance. That's good, clean driving.
And now, here's Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686.
Doug Danger is the entertainment writer for the Orange County Courier, and Doug joins us from the newsroom of the Orange County Courier to talk tonight about a very interesting poll that has just been released. It seems that people in America, straight people in America, probably more to the point, are now favoring gay marriage. The survey that we're noting here, the Washington Post ABC News poll, along with the USA Today, showed a significant shift in public opinion on civil unions in recent months. The latter survey found 54% of respondents favor civil unions for gay and lesbian couples, 42% opposing them. In a poll conducted in July, 57% opposed. Something's happening, Doug Danger, and I want to talk to you about that. What do you suppose that is?
Well, Phil, I think what's happening is that straight people recognize more than ever that they are probably in some need, I think, of a instruction maybe on marriage. The best way I can think of it, there's no secret, and I think you've made that. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I've been out of the closet myself for the last 18 months, and the roads that I've traveled as an out gay man in America have taken me down some pretty scary roads, roads of hypocrisy, roads of double standards. And when straight people have looked around at how they have treated marriage and how successful they've been in marriage, when they look back on the history of straight marriage, they are looking at, I think, a large bomb crater, one that has abused children, tormented women, divorces, drug abuse, sexual molestation. All of those things are symbolic of the straight marriage. And
you mentioned to me, by the way, Doug, that your sister and two children are staying with you right now.
That's what got me to thinking about straight people supporting gay marriage. Here's my sister Debbie, who's my older sister, not younger, older. She left her husband again. This is about the third time in the last, I'd say, year and a half. She's got her two kids in tow, and I love my sister, but she is typical of a lot of these straights. She's a little bit from white trash. She's married to some guy who works in a speed shop. The kids are filthy. She's smoking like a chimney. And she comes to her gay brother, to bail her, her white trash rear end out again. She's straight. Like most straight people, she doesn't know how to be married. I think straights have finally seen the handwriting on the wall. They need some kind of roadmap, some kind of marker. And they've decided that to support gay marriage is also to save straight marriage. And I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I've studied this, and a lot of the gay people I talk to who don't have my perception only because I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, straights have finally recognized if you're straight and you look at the history of straight marriage, you're looking back on a record of failure. And the reason why straight people today support gay marriage is because they're ashamed of their own record, and they're turning to gay people to show them how. And I'm saying to all gay men and lesbians tonight, straights are asking for our help. They're gonna support gay marriage so that we can finally take part in that societal ritual and show them how a successful marriage works.
Well, that's an interesting take in terms of straight people being sort of desperate for a role model.
I think so, and I think they have seen that they have butchered up straight marriage. They basically took straight marriage as, if you will, from if you're a believer in God. Let's say that God handed straight people marriage, and let's say marriage was a baby, a small, innocent baby. And by the time straight people handed it back to God, they'd taken a butcher knife to it. They'd put it in a microwave. They had allowed a rabid, hungry dog to feed on it while they were out to the store.
The violent imagery. You're obviously in favor of gay marriage, you being gay.
I'm in favor of gay marriage. The question is, do we want to let the straights off the hook so easy? Hundreds of years of torment and abuse at the hands of straight people, and now we're supposed to have gay marriage just so we can show straight people how to be successfully married? After they took marriage as a newborn infant and fed it to hungry rats in the tenement of being straight. And that's why I'm a little bit, I guess, angry tonight. I know as a gay man and as a gay journalist, this is good for the gay community, and straight people are going to benefit because they will finally have a good working example of successful marriage.
Doug Danger joins us from the Orange County Courier on gay marriage. The polls show people favoring it more and more. I think it's going to be fascinating to find out how the political candidates for president start to flip on this one, baby, because you know they will. Don't even worry about that. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. We are on with Doug Danger talking about the recent trend in polls showing more and more Americans, now a majority of Americans, favoring gay marriage. You're a little resentful and you're a little bit angry about this. And when you talk about the hands of abuse, the years of abuse that gay people have taken at the hands of straights.
Well, I mean, we have always...
What are you talking about specifically?
Well, let me say this. We've always been showing straight people the way anyway. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. And as a gay man and a gay journalist, I've taken part in showing straight people the way. We've led them... we've led the way in the arts. We've led the way in many ways in political thinking. Marvin Liebman, a founding father of conservative thinking, was gay. J. Edgar Hoover, a famous police officer, was gay. Roy Cohn, who helped fight communism, was gay. Walt Whitman, the great American poet, was gay. And on and on and on we go. We have always had to show straight people how to do it right. And now, straights realize that their grip on marriage is so weak, they want us to show them the way.
But I want to comment on this anger. Do you think it's shared by other gay people, this anger tonight? That now we're going to have gay marriage because straight people need us to show them the way on how to be married. Do you think that this is shared?
I think so, yeah. I think gay people... I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. That I speak not only for everybody when I write my columns, my entertainment columns. I'm speaking for gay people. I'm a little bit resentful. I feel like gay people are firefighters, and we've been awakened in the middle of the night. Please come and help the straight people again. And so we've got to get up and go and help the straight. I would very strongly advise my gay and lesbian brothers and sisters to continue what I think is a very healthy suspicion of straight people. A lot of you are going to see this in the near future. A lot of gay people are going to hear this. You know, someone's going to come up to you and say, oh, I'm so supportive of gay marriage. I think it's wonderful. My son is gay. My sister's gay. And you're going to be hearing a lot of this. Don't trust it. Just smile, and I would say smile and keep walking as fast as you can. In time, you'll find out who the real supporters are.
Well, if a straight person like me, if I'm saying to you right now, I support gay marriage, I always have.
Well, you've supported George Bush, though.
In his war on terror, in the war in Iraq, yes. But I do not support his stand on gay marriage. I don't think that there a constitutional amendment banning it is American at all. I think it's anti-American.
But again, you're doing that so you can kiss up to gays. And you're doing it...
No, I honestly am not, Doug. I'm doing it because I believe in the civil liberties of this country, and I don't believe in limiting them to any one group.
Phil, I'll tell you this, and I've known you for a lot of years, and I think you're a decent guy, but I'm gay. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I have a pretty finely attuned journalist sense. And when a straight person says to me, oh, well, I really, believe in gay marriage, if I had a revolver on me, I'd take the safety off, just to be,
All right, let's take the opposite. What if a straight person came up to you and said, I hate gay marriage, and I don't want it to happen?
They're liars, too, and for a different reason. They're lying because they know they need gay people to show the way on how to be married. Straight people have carved up marriage the way a hungry rabid dog would feed on a tenement child laying at her crib.
All right, these impressions, Doug.
Well, it's necessary, though, Phil, and I don't want to discuss. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I don't speak in code. The thing is, gay people have big shoulders, and even though we've been spat upon by straights, we've been made fun of by straights, we've been tortured by straights, we've been castrated by straights, we've been jailed by the straight people, you know what? Because we are essentially a loving people, and because we are Americans, we'll show you how to execute a proper marriage. When gay people start getting married in this country, you will see people married and staying married.
All right, 1-800-449-8686.
And again, Phil, I don't like being censored by you.
In what way?
When you're telling me, I'm a writer, and I use descriptive phrases.
You're saying that marriage is like a pink baby sitting in a tenement being fed on by rats.
And, well, it is.
It's just a little violent, that's all. My God, it's 7:15 Pacific, 10:15 Eastern. People may be sitting down and having either dinner or a late night snack, and you got me thinking about marriage as a pink little baby being eaten by a hungry dog.
Well, Phil, I'll tell you, the way straight people have treated marriage, the way straight people have treated the so-called sacrament of marriage is an infant, cute and cuddly and beautiful, and they just put it into a microwave and put it on the popcorn setting.
Jesus.
That's right. That's right.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Doug Danger about the trend, the poll released today by the USA Today, ABC News, a bunch of them. A majority of Americans now are responding favorably to the idea of gay marriage. Now, this is significant because John Kerry and George Bush both have said that they are opposed to gay marriage. In fact, this was their reading of the American temperament, and it might have been true back in July. Well, it's shifted. Doug Danger says it's shifted because straight people realize that they have not handled marriage very well themselves. They need gay people to show them how. And I got to tell you, I haven't heard that point of view in a while. 1-800-449-8686. The other thing he said that is fascinating is if you are gay, you look upon the favoritism of straight people for gay marriage with suspicion. Don't trust straights, because all they want to do is suck the lifeblood out of you gay people and learn how to be married. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Doug Danger, who is the entertainment writer for the Orange County Courier, we have him talking about gay marriage. Doug, you are an out gay man, and you're talking about gay marriage and saying that the reason why straight people are now in favor of it is because they need some guidance as it pertains to marriage. Is that correct?
That is correct. And also, the only reason a person is opposed to gay marriage is because they just can't stand a gay couple who's going to show them how. Straight people don't like it when gay... The whole... conservative movement was founded by a gay man, Marvin Liebman. And conservatives don't want you to know that because he was gay. Getting used to gays leading the way in marriage is going to drive a lot of straight people nuts. And I want all my gay brothers and sisters to know they're going to get... I'm gay, all right? Phil?
Yeah.
Okay, and the reason why I say that is because I got my white trash sister living with me with her kids. She's straight. Thank you.
Meaning she
left her husband. Thank you very much. Point made.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Let me go over to Monica. Monica, go ahead.
I had a comment about being straight, and I am a straight person.
I'm gay, right?
Yeah, I understand that you're gay. I've never opposed gay relationships or gay marriages. Ever. I believe in civil liberty.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the people that are in favor of gay marriage all of a sudden. Are you trying to kiss up?
She's not trying to kiss up. Why do you say that?
I've never been opposed to gay marriage. She's trying to get into my good graces.
No, go ahead.
I don't know you. I really don't have to be
I'm a gay man and a gay
graces.
Journalist.
I know. You said that like 100 times already, that you're a gay man and a gay journalist, so I do understand that. But what I do want you to understand is this, that, you know, there are not enough statistics that you can, as many as straight marriages, as far as marriages that have failed on gay relationships, I think that if it was a little bit widely known...
The point is that gay people have led the way in everything else. It would be logical for straight people to assume we know how to be married as well. And... barring that,
straight people have taken
marriage and have destroyed it and have... you heard what I said. Marriage is like a baby that straight people put in a microwave.
Well, I think that some people have taken marriages...
No, straight people, because gay people were never allowed...
But you have to realize...
Gay people were never allowed to be married, so it has to be straight people that did.
Well, you have to realize that there are gay people who are married to straight people before they realize
I can tell you right now, you live in the...
Hello? Did we just lose our call?
I'm still here.
I just lost my my caller. Go ahead, Monica. As long as you got this chance, you can... I lost my guest, Mr. Danger. Go ahead.
Okay, no, my point is this, is that he's throwing out statistics about heterosexual people, and, of course, the statistics for people who are gay, we don't have those right now, but there are gay people in those...
Well, yeah, but for you to say that gay people are the reason why straight marriages screw up is stretching.
Well,
that's really reaching.
That it is,
I mean, the fact is that straight people have, in Doug's opinion, destroyed marriage, and to hang it on the fact that there may be a handful of gay people married to straight people is are you back, Doug? I don't know. Mr. Dang, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here. I don't need you defending me. Okay?
I'm just trying to explain what you were saying.
Okay, but is she still on? You still
here? I'm still here.
I can tell you right now, you live in the same house with if you live in the same house with two lesbians for a week, it will revive your marriage.
No, I disagree with that. I don't need a straight or a gay couple.
Are you married?
Yeah, I'm married.
Are you gay?
I've been married for 14 years.
Okay,
I don't need a gay couple. It has nothing to do with your gender.
What's it got to do with that? The only people that are married in America are straight people, so they're the ones that have butchered up marriage. They took the newborn infant of marriage and carved it up with a pruning knife.
Well, that's a pretty graphic statement, and it sounds as though you said that you've been out for 18 months. You're making a lot of wounded statements.
Well, your marriage, you sound
like someone who, in the civil rights era, has finally stepped up and been able to say what he wants to say. And all this has bottled up in you, and this is the way that you are expressing yourself, which really sounds like you're very, very
angry. Well, why wouldn't I be bitter when my white trash straight sister moves in again with her kids?
Well, I mean, you're not the only one with the white trash, straight people have white trash, white trash relatives also.
Yeah, but you don't, because you're black, right?
And people with the, in their families
all right,
have
okay.
other problems.
All right, Monica, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Jason, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey, Mr. Henry. How you doing?
Good, sir.
Listen to you every night. Glad you took my call. All I want to say to this reporter is, first of all, the gay marriage is simply against the law of nature.
The whole point is that the straight marriage, which isn't against the law of nature, has been taken by straight people and run over with a truck. So maybe marriage is against the laws of nature, because the marriages that I see, children are beaten, wives are beaten, drugs are taken.
Let me ask you this, sir.
If you guys want to get that marriage thing right, gay people.
Let me ask you. Can I speak?
What's that?
Sir.
You know I'm gay, right? I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Okay, you've said that 100 times. I think we're all clear on that. But let me understand.
Are you homophobic?
I'm sorry?
You hate gays?
I'm sorry. Listen to me.
You hate gay
now,
people, right?
This
guy's homophobic. He doesn't want me to say I'm an out gay man and a gay journalist.
Look, I don't have a problem with gay people, okay?
Well, then how come you don't like me saying I'm gay?
Will you let this man talk, please? Let this gentleman talk, please.
Senator, I don't need you telling me how to express my opinion.
Look, all I'm asking you to do is let this guy get a breath in.
Please do. Okay, now, are you telling me that as gay marriages progress...
Yeah, looking at straight marriage like looking
more,
at a retarded child trying to take apart
drug abuse... There will not be drug abuse in these marriages.
No.
There will not be beatings in this
not
marriage.
As many.
And if you are allowed to adopt kids,
not as much.
These kids somewhere along the way will not be abused.
I tell you, Jason, straight people love to molest children. Gay people do not. So I would say that gay people are probably going to treat children a lot better than straight people have, which is molesting them, beating them, savaging them. And you know I'm gay, right?
Oh, my God, we already know.
Okay.
Okay, you're a gay journalist, too, right?
That means that I have a level of perception that goes beyond ordinary people.
Okay. What is
are you
ordinary
gay?
These days, okay? But
you're not gay, so you don't know.
Both sets of my grandparents' marriages lasted 40 years, 50 years.
Right,
I'm happily married for
right,
last 50
were your
years.
Grandparents
my parents
gay?
Have been happily married.
Will you let this guy talk?
I'm asking him, were his grandparents gay?
If they were
no,
gay?
No, my grandparents weren't gay, but they had
that's the point you're making,
happy
though.
Marriages.
Or are you,
okay, they raised children in a loving
right,
home. They didn't beat children. They didn't take drugs.
1-800-449-8686. You gay?
The Phil Henry Show is back.
We're back with Doug Danger. Doug is the entertainment writer for the Orange County Courier. We're talking about the recent trend, the recent public opinion polls, all saying the same thing. Straight people are more in favor of gay marriage now. What do you think this is going to do to the presidential campaign, Doug?
Pull up. If you can hear that child.
I can.
That's one of my sister's children. And she's out tonight. I guess she's trying to find herself one more meal ticket or something. I don't know. But I've got my niece, Candace, here in a newsroom with me while I'm trying to get some work done.
That's your niece?
Absolutely. Because I got this straight white trash sister who's out trying to hustle up another meal ticket at a bar someplace, which is what straight women do. And
well, let's not get into misogyny here about straight women.
Look at Phil. It's everybody knows straight women love gay men, and I've seen enough of it in the different cabarets and nightclubs I go into. You see a lot of trash can behavior. A lot of straight women want to go in there and dance with the gay guys and pretend like, you know, they're with a handsome hunk who's going to have sex with them when they point of fact they know it's not going to happen. You hear this baby crying, Phil? That's the sound of straight marriages, a child in trauma. Gay people to the rescue once again. And I'm saying to all the gay people out there, when you hear a straight... I can give you an example.
All right, let me get to some phone calls. I know you're saying don't trust straight people.
I wouldn't. I wouldn't trust a straight person as far as I could pee into a hurricane.
And it's... Okay, all right, fine. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Suzanne. Suzanne, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi there.
Hi.
I just got to say, Doug, I think you sound like a screaming idiot. I understand you're a gay man.
Is that the totality of your comments?
And I understand you're a gay man and a gay journalist, but I think with all the hate and hate-mongering stuff that you're spewing, it's scary.
No, I'm not. I don't hate anybody. I'm just saying, don't trust straight people when they say to me, I'm really in favor of gay marriage. The reason is they're in favor of gay marriage is they've been screwing up straight marriage so much they need gay people like me. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I'm straight.
I think you're way off the track with thinking anybody wants them to be taught how to be in a marriage.
Are you kidding me? Straight people. Straight folks have taken marriage, and they have taken a razor blade to the throat of the infant marriage.
Oh,
you know,
Jesus, man.
It's true.
Well, you know, I think it's really scary.
Here, let me say this. If marriage was the baby Jesus in a manger, straight folks would have taken a razor blade to its throat.
I think you need to do a little research about domestic violence in the gay community.
You hear that, baby?
I hear that, baby, and I'm sorry you have a white trash sister, and I'm sorry you're so ugly of her.
Thank you for showing a little concern.
But I'm a lesbian who's been out of the closet for 18 years. I'm from the state of Texas, which is pretty much a hate-mongering state. I live in San Francisco. I have a date next month to marry my partner of 11 years.
Okay,
I think the community is strong and powerful.
And you're sitting there kissing up to the straight community? Come on.
I also have as many straight friends as I have gay friends, and I don't assume that they're lying and that they're stupid.
You think they're your friends. Suzanne, the only reason straight women hang around with gay women is so they can say, hey, sister, you know, sisters are doing it for themselves.
I hardly think so. I've got friends that I've had for years and years and years.
You have got
straight
people.
And they love me, and they love my partner, and they love my life, and they love their own lives, and they don't need me to teach them how to be married.
I feel sorry for you.
And I think that if you think...
You're just another gay person getting conned by straight people who want to kiss your butt to get info about your lesbian marriage.
I think that you're an idiot to think that when gay people get married, they won't get divorced.
You think Rosie O'Donnell's sexy?
I think that you're an idiot to think that when gay people get married, they won't be getting divorced.
I didn't say that, did I? I said we're not going to...
Saying that you think that straight people want gay people to show them how to be married.
Yeah, but I didn't say we would get divorced. I said we'd show them how to do it way better than doing it right now. Right now, marriage is an infant baby Jesus in a manger, and straight people took a razor blade to its throat.
Oh, and you're so scared with these analogies that you have about killing babies and stuff.
Isn't that what straight people have done to marriage? I mean, Britney Spears, 48 hours,
she's married. I think gay people will do the same thing to marriage.
Oh, you want to believe that?
We don't live in a perfect world.
Because you're a self-hating lesbian.
And we live in a world where that's just not reality.
Now, come on.
No, she's a self-hating lesbian. She wants to believe that we're going to do the worst job in marriage. Yeah, you want to believe that we're going to screw marriage up because straight people have gotten into your head.
I've been a gay person for 18 years. I've lived my life this way.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, okay?
What took you so long to come out of the closet?
Hey, when did you start planning your divorce? I mean,
What took you so long to come out of the closet? Why didn't you just come out of the closet 18 months ago?
I've been out for 18 months.
Why did you just come out 18 months ago?
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Because you were terrified of the world that you have to live in now.
You got straight people in your head so much, they got you convinced that they're your friend, and you guys are going to screw up your marriage, okay?
Do you know any gay people?
Hold on for a minute, Doug. I want to jump in.
Phil, this is really not a conversation for you. I'm talking to this dyke, and I want...
Well, wait, that's not respectful. Is it?
It doesn't make any difference. She knows what I'm talking about. And she's letting all these straight people that she calls her friends get inside her head and saying, you know, Suzanne, you're going to marry that woman next month, but you're going to get divorced. Okay, lesbo, you want to act like...
What is with this lesbo and dyke stuff?
Yeah, I just...
You're smiling about everybody
in the world but yourself, aren't you?
I tell you what, Suzanne, if you want to be straight, start smacking your partner and pee all over your marriage certificate.
You know, what you need to understand is there is an issue in the gay community about domestic abuse.
Listen, that,
there are lots of those kind of issues in the gay community just as well as the straight community. It's not a perfect world.
Would you get that child quiet?
That's a straight woman's child crying in the news.
I'm sorry, you are white trash and that your family is white trash.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, for God's sake.
Suzanne, you made
but
a
that doesn't mean that everybody that is getting married believes the same way that you do about the sanctity of marriage.
You butchered
them. I think the whole issue about the sanctity of marriage is hoo-ha. It's just ridiculous. Because nobody has treated it as the deal that they think it is.
Here's what I think about what you just said.
Oh, that was really grown up. Really literate.
Nice.
Well, I mean, she won't let me. What's that song you and your lesbian are going to play at your wedding? Somebody bring me some water. Is that it?
You are insane.
What a mental case.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist standing up for my community.
I understand you're a gay man and a gay journalist.
Yeah.
I'm a lesbian who's been out for 18 years. I've been living this life a way longer time than you have.
What's so big
I'm
about
very
that?
Out of my community. I'm very out of my
All
family.
Right.
I'm very out of my work.
All right, I
don't get
going.
Treated poorly because
good,
I'm
Suzanne.
A good human, and I don't spit venom all over the place.
Thank you very much, Suzanne, for your call. What about that, Doug? Are you just pouring a lot of venom?
I'm trying to straighten out these straight people, and I'm apparently trying to get through to some of the lesbians and gay men out there and say, you know, am I the only one that ain't being chumped? Am I the only one that ain't being chumped on this? All these gay folks, all the members of my community are saying, oh, yeah, well, you know, straight people are just like us, and they're going to do Oh, God, it makes me want to walk over to my niece, who I love very much, and throw her out of a window because she's the progeny of a straight marriage. And I would much rather take that child right now out of that bassinet and toss her right down in front of the delivery truck as it takes the papers out for tomorrow morning.
Oh, come on, will you? You're going to scare some people.
Well, that's how angry I am.
1-800-449-8686.
My white trash sister, she'd show up.
I got to tell you something, man. You're doing a good job there, but to say you want to throw that child out in traffic... I just hung up on Angie. Sorry, Angie. Call us back. Let me go over to Melissa. Hi, Melissa. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey there. What is the gentleman's name? I'm sorry.
Doug.
Okay.
I'm sorry. What is that?
Doug, I can
My
speak
name is Doug
you know, from a gay or lesbian aspect or however you want to put it, but, I mean, judgment is something that obviously a gay and a lesbian person go through life fighting against with the judgment.
What?
And you yourself are laying it out there judging straight people.
Well, no,
it's not a factor of who is better. It's not a factor of who can portray a better marriage.
I don't need a straight person to tell me how life is, okay? I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. And
I realize that you are a journalist. I'm very proud of you, okay? I am a lesbian that is out in my community as well, and I've been gay for 5 years. Okay,
but
at least I've been
lesbian
in my relationship for 5 years.
You don't sound like a lesbian. You sound like a straight chick that maybe experimented with it.
Okay,
Aren't
well,
you?
Thank you
isn't
very
that,
much.
Isn't that what you are?
Thank you very much.
Isn't that what you are? Yeah.
No, it's not.
You're some woman out there who's straight, and you experimented with your girlfriend in college, and now you think you're a lesbian when it suits you.
Okay.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I just talked to some dyke in San Francisco, and she agreed with me. She said,
no, she did not. She was a lesbian woman in San Francisco. She did not agree with you.
Say that gays are going to produce a better marriage than what straight people
are. Well, I already explained it to you, okay? Now, you run off with your girlfriends and go pretend like you're lesbians this weekend.
Doug, your dismissal of this woman...
What do you want me to do, okay? Right now, I'm at the end of my rope with this screaming brat. I'll take that kid and toss it out in the street, and that kid's flat head will resemble
therapy.
A flat... Why do I need therapy?
Obviously, you need not to write about it. You need to talk to somebody.
You just
about
like
it.
To go to the girl bar to have somebody squeeze your rear end in the can, and then you go back to your boyfriend and go, ooh, here's what I did tonight.
Right. Well, you know, I'll tell you, judgment is your biggest sin. Anybody's biggest sin.
Okay,
and
I'm
that
senior.
Is your biggest fault, obviously. And it's sad to know that
I
we do have gay people out there that are out there trying to fight for us, actually making us look that bad.
Can you pitch?
You portraying
Can you pitch?
What a gay person's marriage is going to be, it's actually sad.
I'm saying gay people are going to do it. Okay, Ann Hayes, thanks for calling. Look, I'm saying that people...
Will you knock it off with this?
I mean...
No, really. I'm saying that gay people are going to do a better job with marriage than straight people. And why do I say that? Because look at what straight people have done with their marriage. Will you shut that kid up?
Hey, Doug, you should take care of that child and get off the phone with me.
No, I want to make this point. Straight people are going to do better.
In front of a truck.
Straight people have done a terrible job with marriage. Gay people are going to do a better job. And Melissa, you go... I think Helen's free tonight.
You know something? It's not. You don't know the ratios of what. I mean, what? Even straight marriages have actually made it. Which ones have not? Okay, gays are going to have the same problem. But to get out there and say, I would not want you sitting on state legislature getting there saying that this is why we need to marry because gay
or
straight people do it like this. Come on. What kind of word is that speaking for us?
Listen.
I don't know what community you write for,
Jerry,
but I'm glad that it's not actually the one that's going to make our decision for the gay community.
Are you talking about our? You're still imagining yourself as being gay, aren't you? Wow, this girl's...
Well, maybe she is.
You are a very judgmental person.
Hey, Phil, will you hang on?
You know something?
I'm
going to
rub some Southern Comfort on that kid's gums.
You don't know my success. I don't really care what your success is. Because
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Really,
look, it worked.
What?
I rubbed some Southern Comfort on a kid's mouth.
Oh, my God.
All right, listen, Melissa, so thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Melissa. And, hey, listen, the girl bar has a special straight section.
Yeah, and there's also good therapists if you need a number, honey.
Well, okay, give me one. I got a number for you.
1-800-FU, okay?
Here's a number for you. 1-2-3, you're a dyke.
All righty then. Education, obviously, is not requirement on the writing aspect.
Well, ring-a-ding-ding.
Okay, one more call here, Doug. I should have hung up on you, in my opinion. Angie, go ahead.
Hey, Doug?
Yes, ma'am.
How are you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing just great. I got a screaming Brad over here and all the straight people calling up and saying, hey, show us how to be married.
Yeah, I've been listening to you.
Show us how to be married.
Yeah, I've been listening to you.
I'm gay.
The comment that I have is that...
Is this somebody else from Cold Mountain Cove?
Have just started happening. There's been a lot of gay couples that's been married.
Couples?
Not actually married, but in their relationship, they are considered married and years, and they break up just like heterosexuals. So they are no different from a heterosexual marriage. Anybody cannot get along.
Can I ask you a question, Andy? Who's heterosexual?
Heterosexual.
I'm sorry.
Okay, don't try to correct my English because you are so proud to be a gay journalist.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Heard, okay?
I am
and
gay.
The comments you make about the baby Jesus in the manger, son, you're burning hell for that.
No, ma'am.
Throwing your kid over the balcony, that is a
So this lady's against gay people, all right? Well, Jesus said wherever the least of these are, there I am. And you just crucified Jesus.
You just nailed
Jesus to the cross, Angie.
That's exactly what's going to happen to you.
Well, listen, Renee, congratulations on that Oscar. You looked real pretty up there.
This isn't Renee Zellweger.
They hadn't been known.
I like the way you pronounce those F words without your front teeth. Hey, listen,
okay.
you pronounce that word, that F word without front teeth. I'm a gay. I'm gay.
Get out, all of you.